He went missing 2 days ago. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A Texas National Guard soldier is presumed dead after entering the Rio Grande River, where two migrants appeared to be struggling.
What has happened is a tragedy. It shows how dangerous it is on the border. It shows heroism by the member of the Texas National Guard who was trying to save lives.
Governor Greg Abbott on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The migrants who survived were later arrested. Authorities say they were smuggling illegal drugs. At this time next month, border agents could be coping with an even bigger crisis. On May 23rd, a public health order known as Title 42 is scheduled to be lifted.
This message of lifting Title 42 is going to go straight to the criminal organizations. And remember, the last 6 months, there were over a million encounters and doesn't even include the getaways.
House Democrat Henry Cuellar of Texas on Fox News Sunday, a growing number of Republicans and Democrats are urging the White House to reconsider. Easter baskets are being blessed in western Ukraine as Orthodox Easter is observed. In the east and the south, more heavy fighting with Russia.
The Ukrainian military says it destroyed a Russian command post in Kherson, killing two generals. Ukrainian President Zelensky claiming 50 senior Russian officers were in that command center at the time as well.
Fox's Matt Finn, Ukraine's president, continues to press the West for more powerful weapons. Both candidates in France's presidential runoff have cast their ballots and have posed for pictures with supporters. Emmanuel Macron is hoping to fend off a challenge from Marine Le Pen. If he does, he would be the first French president in 20 years to win a second term. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
House Republicans are feeling good heading into the midterm elections.
We feel very confident. I think the polling shows this. We're historically, as well, the party out of power in the first term in the White House will pick up seats. All we need is five.
Congressman Mike McCall on Fox News Sunday. Democrats are feeling the pressure. Senator Elizabeth Warren told CNN State of the Union Democrats will lose if they don't deliver. An overnight fire in Philadelphia has killed four people, three of them children. That's according to authorities. Fox 29 says the fire broke out at a home in Kensington. When fire erupted at an apartment building in Orlando, Florida, an Orange County sheriff's deputy jumped into action, rescuing a baby from the third floor.
I started climbing the building, and I couldn't make it all the way. And then that's when my partners helped me up. And that's when I was able to get to the second floor. And then I just climbed up to the third, grabbed the baby. And then again, that's when I handed the baby down to my partners.
A short time later, the child's mother and grandmother used a ladder to get down. Damage to the building is said to be extensive. NASCAR drivers are revving up for a big race at the Super Speedway.
It was more than 6 months ago that Bubba Wallace made history at Dega, scoring a win to become the first black driver to pull into victory lane in the NASCAR Cup Series since Wendell Scott in 1968. Now the driver of the number 23 Toyota will look for another win at Talladega Super Speedway in today's Geico 500.
It seems like Speedway stuff has been obviously solid for the last few races. So continue that trend, get back there, and hopefully gets another win.
Brad Keselowski won the spring run at Talladega last year. The driver of the number 6 Ford for RFK Racing is looking not only for his first win with his new team, but a record 5th in spring action at Dega. Green flag waves in the Geico 500 at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.